Paul Kennedy on ABC Radio Melbourne.
The Wyndham Council has knocked back an application for a venue with more pokies. And this is the short story. It's quite complicated, but the Werribee Football Club then put in an application to the Victorian Commission for Gambling and Liquor Regulation. And 10 days ago, they were given a decision in favour of their application to have those poker machines. So the Werribee Football Club applying for the poker machine, saying that they need that to generate money. And the decision coming back saying that, yes, they can do it, but they'll need to contribute a little bit of money to the community. It's still in front of council, but we're going to find out now how significant that decision is. Reverend Tim Costello is the Chief Advocate for the Alliance for Gambling Reform. Tim Costello, we're still sort of trying to work out how significant this is. The council's opposing it, but the regulator is saying that it can go ahead. What is the decision-making from here?
Yeah, this is very significant. The council and all the community groups oppose this. Tarnit, for people who don't understand, is one of the more vulnerable, newer suburbs, lots of Sudanese and Burmese. And if, Werribee Football Club was putting pokies in Toorak, I don't think many of us would be going, okay, that's a problem. But in this area, where they, with these extra pokies, will be taking $8 million out of that community, vulnerable community, it's a shocking decision. And I'm going, we're in 2021 and we're still seeing decisions like this. It's really shocked me.
So if the council stands firm and says, no, we still don't want this, what happens then? Does it go to VCAT? And then I'm told that VCAT's unlikely to go against the regulator's decision.
Yeah, look, it's very hard now for the community because the regulator have stepped in and supported, I understand, by the local member, the treasurer, Tim Pallas. Again, I'm shocked by that. Mm. By the way, Werribee VFL Football Club are doing something when it's against the trend of what football clubs are doing. You and I are sympathetic to the Frankston Dolphins down here, Paul,
yep.
PK, and they got rid of all their pokies. It's the same with, the Bulldogs in the AFL and Collingwood and Geelong. This is what's shocking there. It's shocking, secondly, because it's the regulator that stepped in and did this. This is the same regulator that completely failed to regulate Crown and now has a Royal Commission looking into it. It took the New South Wales regulator to discover Crown's activities under the Victorian regulator's nose.
That's yeah. Right.
Failed to see this. So it's shocking on a number of levels that this is happening, political levels, quite apart from the vulnerable who are going to be really hoovered up by this these pokies.
The AFL's released a statement saying, talking about VFL clubs, because the VFL, of course, falls under AFL Victoria. So VFL clubs have a licence fee. Those licence fees have been lowered this year for COVID. The salary cap's been reduced. So there's a lot of support for these VFL clubs, or some at least, from the AFL. But should the AFL be stepping in here and saying, hey, we don't want the Werribee Football Club raising money from poker machines at the expense of problem gamblers?
Look, absolutely. All I'm asking is for the AFL to actually be consistent to everything they've been saying for the last 3 or 4 years. They've been saying, let's get clubs out of pokies because they do such profound damage to the community.
Mm.
And the AFL wants to be community football, and they rightly have been encouraging AFL clubs to get out. They should do exactly
that. But they can't
that
make them. Last year was a different personal experience with this. Problem gamblers couldn't go to the pokies. They were closed because of the lockdown. That was a great benefit to those people, wasn't it?
It was. We saw certainly a spike in sports betting. Bored young men suddenly were betting on, things from the Prime Minister's colour of the tie to all sorts of things. But it was a great benefit for many who went cold turkey. Look, I have no problem with people wanting to have a flutter, absolutely none. But the pokies are the crack cocaine of gambling, of $24 billion lost by Australians each year in gambling. $15 billion comes from pokies. And it's because for every dollar that goes through, 50 cents comes from a person with a problem. So it's less than 15% of the population that even play the pokies, Paul. But those that play it are the highly addicted, and then domestic violence, crime, financial troubles all flow from this.
And the evidence is clear. There's no debate about those numbers. And in fact, we know that the poker machines can be set to manipulate people as well at a certain rate. So we know that they're designed to do exactly what they're doing. And that is, that's why you can say so many poker machines, they will take in so much money.
Absolutely. Our blind spot in Australia is particularly poker machines and gambling. America's blind spot is guns. So we have the greatest losses per head from gambling of any country in the world. 40% high losses. And the main reason is we have 20% of the world's pokies, and they're in the poorest postcodes. They're put in places like Tarnit, massively transferring money to the richest and to the state government coffers. And we've now had two Productivity Commission reports actually saying slow them down. Limit the hours that they're open. Nothing good happens at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
The
hours for this is, I think it's till 2 a.m. So it's early in the morning till 2 a.m. A note here from Andy from Dalesford pointing out that Hawthorn Football Club still has poker machines. I did hear Jeff Kennett, the president, at one stage saying on a podcast most recently that some people go for the to talk to other people and get some sort of social engagement out of playing the pokies. I challenge anyone to go into the poker machines venues and have a look and see whether there's any social connectivity happening there. So that's just a point about Hawthorn and Jeff Kennett's comments. We will see where it goes. I guess the thing that jumps out at me, Tim Costello, is that the community doesn't want it, the councillors don't want it, and it might still go ahead.
Yeah, that's what's shocking me, PK. You've got, sadly, the state treasurer, and the state treasury gets so much money from this that they literally are colluding with the appointed VCGLR.
Yep.
And again, you know, states in charge of pokies is Dracula in charge of the blood bank.
Yep.
That's the problem we've got. But we're turning it around. AFL clubs and elsewhere are saying...
Some are getting out of it, yeah. There has been a movement. Thank you. And in no small part due to your advocacy, Tim Costello. Thanks for joining us.